Okay, you ready? Okay. Okay. So we got the button pushed over there, and I gotta push this button over here.
Okay. You push that button.
I got too many buttons.
I'm ready.
I got a lot of buttons. Okay.
I'll push your buttons.
You've tuned into Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say.
Not Chaz.
This show's a lot better than a lot of things today.
I understand that, but you're going to have to roll with it.
I don't roll.
I roll.
You keep saying you roll.
I roll.
I don't roll. I'm not a roller.
I'm a roller.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm a big time roller. I got 20 inches.
Dude, that statement is just funny.
What, did I roll?
You roll. Yeah, you roll.
I roll like that.
You roll like that.
Nobody believes me.
Still not Chaz.
Here's just to name a few. It's better than the clothes not being dry yet. It's better than paying for an operation at the vet. It's better than showing up for a meeting dripping with sweat. It's better than dead batteries. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night.
I gotta change the batteries. Stupid man. All right.
Does he just keep like a running list?
Okay, I gotta do the batteries. Okay, here we go.
On demand, it's all right.
Well, on today's show, we've got. What is today's show?
I don't know. I don't even know what day it is.
Lap band. For toddlers.
Toddlers?
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's alright.
Yeah. Alright. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
It's all good.
Well, listen, I got some messages here. Let's see.
You do?
Yeah, somebody called in, left a message for us. Let's see what this says. Oh, you know what? You got to turn it up.
Is it out of batteries?
Yeah, no, it's got plenty of batteries. Here we go. Let's try it again.
All right, listen. Now, if you're going to go off calling me an idiot in the first show of the new format of Two Blind Squirrels.
I don't understand. This is John Wilkerson, by the way. I don't remember calling him an idiot.
I don't either.
You called him an idiot?
I think I did.
Shame on you. Can't believe you do something like this.
It's very unchristian-like. It's very unlike me.
I'm going to have to come down there and put a boot up your butt.
You better stick away from my wife. Keep your boots to yourself. I'm afraid of them as fighting words down here in Tejas.
That's all there is to it. By the way, as a side note, my brother-in-law's sister-in-law is a nun. And she was Whoopi Goldberg's teacher in middle school.
Huh.
Is that cool or what?
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I have to admit, that's pretty cool. Of all the claims to fame, that's the most...
closest one we've had. Talked to Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, but I wasn't his Whoopi Goldberg's aunt's cousin's teacher.
Brother-in-law's sister-in-law.
Isn't that what I said? I'm sorry.
Yeah. 7 degrees of separation. It's just amazing.
It is.
It is.
You know, you knew Whoopi Goldberg through me, through my brother-in-law, through his sister-in-law.
Bah.
I don't remember calling him an idiot. Did I call him an idiot? I didn't mean to call him an idiot. I'm sorry.
Shouldn't call people idiots.
I know. I remember saying idiot, and you said, that's not very nice.
Yeah, don't be calling people idiots.
I shouldn't. That isn't nice. I'm sorry.
No, especially John Wilkerson. That's much too good of a compliment for him. Okay, we got one more here. I don't know who it's from.
Hey, Brad, John Wilkerson here from the...
I think this is John Wilkerson from JesusGeek.info.
You think?
Yeah.
Jesus Geek Podcast. Just wanted to leave a comment about the GPS episode of Two Blind Squirrels and say that if you didn't have such a lame handheld like a Palm, you'd have GPS built right into it, like in my BlackBerry.
Okay,
I've heard this before.
I do. Oh, have you already
played this
one?
Last week.
Oh. Well, that's why we call him an idiot. Well, meanwhile, I'm the one making the mistake here. Yeah,
maybe we'll transfer that name onto you.
It's a quality show. Quality show. quality show. What's this here? What's this?
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. Good grief. You give love a bad name.
Oh, this is just sad. I just don't understand why somebody would. Somebody as nice and respectable as Ruth Ann. This is Ruth Ann. Would lower themselves. Stop getting into it. She's over here shaking her head, tapping her foot. Smile
is what you sell. You promised me heaven and put me through hell.
I just wanted, this is just not ladylike. Say that word. Sing that song by that man. Oh, not another one.
Shut through the heart and you're too late. Darling, you give love a bad name.
Who is this?
I have no idea who this one is.
That's funny. These people are good.
It's from... It says Sam.
Oh, that's funny.
It doesn't sound like Sam, but it says Sam. It's very interesting. Oh, hey, stop. I can't turn it off.
Angel smile is what you sell.
That's Sam.
That's Sam, y'all.
Got a hold on me. Weapons of prison you can't break free.
Whoa.
You're a God.
Well, John Wilkerson, like, sent these to me. And he put on that one, Sammers. It says Sammers, and it's got some initials here. YGLBN. I don't know what the hell that stands for. But I don't know.
Huh. That was good. It was good, too.
We got one more. This is different. This is Charlie. This is Michigan Charlie. You know, that was probably Wilkerson. See, this is Charlie, Michigan Charlie. The intro is very long and copyrighted, by the way. You only allow like 30 seconds. Sorry, I've cut this off.
But hurry, start singing.
I think if you talk over it, it's better.
Oh, is it?
Every day seems well wasted away.
It's just sad that my friend would stoop so low. Well, I don't.
Whoa, there's nowhere to run. No one can save me. The damage is done. Shot through the heart.
I think that's Wilkerson.
Huh.
It says Sam, but I don't think it's Sam. I think it's Wilkerson.
He's blaming it on him.
Well, either one of you, whoever it is, thank you.
Yes.
From the bottom of my heart.
I enjoyed that. Thanks.
Yeah, so let's hear
that was
them
good.
In fact, let's hear them all at the same time.
Faces, eyes are cold. Drive all night. Shot through the heart. And you're too late. You give love.
Oh, that's actually much better. See, it's like Bon Jovi in a blender. You just put it in there. Will it blend?
He's much too cute to put in a blender.
Stop. My own wife. We didn't come here to talk about any of that garbage. That's just sad. Sad and wrong. Okay.
What?
Lap band.
What was that?
It's my background music.
Speaking of a blender. Okay, that's better.
You want me putting them all on in the background?
Who?
All of the people.
No, please don't.
All at the same time?
That was good.
Okay.
What are we doing?
Lap bands today? For toddlers.
Toddlers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Their stomach's like that small already, isn't it? They don't need it.
You told
it
me you watched a news report the other day that they were sending kids to Mexico to put lap bands on their stomachs.
Yeah. I know, they're doing... Well, no, lap bands, but no, they have to go to Mexico to get
gastric bypass.
Gastric bypass.
Well, that's, I mean,
it's, no, sort it's not of, the same thing.
Not the same thing?
No. One's permanent and the other one is, I mean, they're both permanent, but one is like non-invasive, or I don't know what I'm talking about. One's like major surgery and one's not. I don't know.
They're both pretty major surgeries. Just the lap band doesn't alter your stomach.
Yes.
You can undo it or something.
No, you can't undo it.
You can't undo a lap band?
No. No, her doctors talk about it.
I just tighten my belt a little tighter.
It's not the same thing.
It is too, because it'll make you not want to eat. Cinch up your belt just a couple of notches so it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you won't want to eat.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I can't.
And then you, what? And so you walk around looking like a sausage all day? That's not. Nothing good.
Only for a couple of days.
That's not good.
Only for a couple of days, and then, you know,
it all gets better after. Yeah, that. That's your diet. That's your diet advice.
Sure.
Huh.
My diet advice.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. So, what's your point?
You saw a show the other day where these kids couldn't get this done here in the United States. They were obese children.
Oh yeah.
But the doctors wouldn't do it.
Uh huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Why would the doctor?
Well, because it's dangerous. I mean, children are emotionally not. They're not emotionally prepared to make decisions like that. I mean, if you're 13 and you're overweight, or not overweight, obese.
Yeah.
And you have, you know, you've got your knees are going out, and you've got diabetes, and you got heart issues, and you got all kinds of things when you're 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's bad because kids are making fun of you, and your health is at risk. But are you emotionally able to make you're altering your body forever.
Yeah.
Are you going to become 21 and then go, wish I hadn't done that? I mean, I don't know. I just don't. I mean, because you're dealing.
Is that one of the doctors?
You're dealing with the physical issue, not the emotional issue. So.
But is that why the doctors are telling them no?
Yeah.
Oh. Doctors are telling them no because.
Well, and also, you know, I mean, certain, you know, you haven't stopped growing yet. You know, you're physically, sometimes they say it's just not good to alter your body in that way.
So then the parents, instead of accepting the doctor's opinion, they're taking the kids to Mexico.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because they'll do it there.
What? Same reason it's I took my
simple
63 Plymouth down there and got it pleated and rolled.
That's right. Same reason people go there to get drugs. Prescription drugs, that is.
Oh.
Because doctors I thought there was something about
you. I didn't know. I didn't.
Prescription drugs that you know, because they're cheap.
Sure.
Or go to Canada. I just think it's interesting that you would be, okay, I was a teenager once, right? Yeah. I mean, you were as skinny as a beanpole when you were a teenager.
I was.
And, you know, being a teenager now is so much different than we were teenagers. The society has just put this pressure on kids to look a certain way at such a young age. And kids, instead of taking care of themselves, mm-hmm. and, you know, stopping and thinking about what they're putting in their bodies and exercising a little bit, they're going to go do the easy fix. I just think where's our society going that all of a sudden we're just going to have all kids just go do surgeries all the time whenever, you know, something goes wrong. Instead of going and exercising and eating correctly, because they none of them were eating or exercising. I mean, correctly.
I don't understand how teenagers can sit there. I understand they're sitting there and playing these video games and whatever, and they're being very lethargic. But I just don't understand it when I was a kid, we were teenagers, we couldn't.
Yeah, but you didn't eat out.
Barely for a 30-minute show.
You didn't eat out 3 days a week. I mean, 3 meals a day.
We would have if we could have.
Yeah, but you didn't.
But we were eating garbage that our parents were fixing. I mean, back then, my parents were not cooking healthy meals.
But you weren't eating. Your mom's unhealthy meals are way better than eating Burger King or whatever. Eating that every day.
They tasted great.
50 grams of fat in a Whopper. I mean, that's like 2 days allowance of fat. I mean, come on.
Okay. But I'm just saying that. I was just talking from a lethargic standpoint. I couldn't do it. I couldn't sit there for 30 minutes. You'd watch a television show 30 minutes long. You had to get up in commercials and run around or play. I had a ping pong table in my room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? I mean, it was insane.
You know, people don't eat. They just don't eat healthy. Parents aren't home.
So you're saying it's not a
parents metabolic aren't home. They're not cooking.
Issue. You're saying it's not because teenagers sit there, it's because they're eating out.
Well, I think it's both. Yeah, I think kids sit there, yeah, a lot more than they used to.
But why is that? That's my question. How can kids physically sit there now and not we had video games when I was a kid. I mean, it's not just the video games.
No.
I mean, why can a kid sit there for 3 hours now when I was a kid? There's no way a kid would sit still for 3 hours.
Because we didn't start our life that way. They've had it from the beginning, minute they were born.
I guess so.
Minute they were born, so they were slapped in front of a video. So
why are these parents, sending their kids to Mexico to get this lap band surgery if they know that that's not the best for them?
But they think it is. See, they think... I mean, if I was a mother of a 13-year-old and she was, you know, suffering health issues, and I thought that this could fix the health issues and help her get started to feeling better and getting, you know, and would fix those health issues quickly, you know, because you lose the weight fast. And then it would keep her from getting made fun of. And as a mother, I don't want my child get made fun of. I mean, that breaks my heart.
Yeah.
You know, too. So I'm not faulting these parents for wanting to fix things for their children. I'm just concerned that maybe this fix it's the easy fix. It's not, I mean, and I know that they probably search and, you know, do research and really look for a good dog. I mean, they're not just sending them to some crazy person. I mean, they're going to a reputable clinic.
There's
a
bunch of dentists right there on the border.
I mean, they're going to reputable clinics and good surgeons and people who are very good at what they do. And they're not putting them in harm's way. I just am concerned that as a society, instead of working hard and, you know, going, oh, so maybe eating 3 cheeseburgers a day isn't good for me.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I should go get outside and walk instead of sit here and eat Cheetos.
Hey, what's wrong with Cheetos?
Nothing. I love Cheetos.
Picking on Cheetos.
They're not Fritos.
That's the only thing you got.
The only thing I got against them—they're not Fritos. But I mean, I don't know. I just think that's an interesting. I just wonder that. So in 20 years, instead of kids exercising that kind of thing, are they gonna just go and have surgery now instead? I don't know.
It's possible. It's possible. And I mean, and what's next? I mean, you know, it's just one thing after another. It's surgical fixes, medical fixes, medicines. I mean, this really goes back to, and it's such a hot topic because you can't really get into it without hurting somebody's feelings. But when we were kids, there was no Ritalin.
Yeah.
You know, there was no ODD, ADD, IDD, UDD. There was none of that. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, hypertension disorder. I mean, we all had those things. We just didn't have names for them or medicines to fix them.
Uh-huh.
So we were taught how to control ourselves and taught self-control and taught to depend on and to figure things out for ourselves how to get around and how to deal with the kind of personality or metabolism or brain span, you know, or what do you call that? Attention span. Well, I mean, we had to deal with those things and work those things out for ourselves, which I think served us better in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I'm saying Ritalin wouldn't fix it, but it's just, you know, it's like.
But you're not teaching the person how to function. You're just medicating the problem and not teaching them how to get better.
Yeah, I agree. I mean. Nothing against those medicines.
I don't know. I mean, I think those medicines are good, and I don't know. I just wonder. It's just as thought
parents,
provoking.
Parents have other choices today, and I just wonder. I think some parents lean on those choices as crutches instead of using them to help their children.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's hard. All I'm saying. It's hard to do. Parenting's hard.
I know. That's why we got a whole book by the Lord on how to do it.
Amen.
All right. Vows can be us, everybody.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.